This is an excellent iconic day for the Greater Manchester, for people of Greater Manchester, for the emergency service in Greater Manchester. This is us coming to an agreement after a lot of work, it's been many months of work on this particular initiative with Greater Manchester Fire to help patients who are in cardiac arrest. So instead of us just going on our own in terms of patients who have collapsed in cardiac arrest, the fire service will go in if they're available. We'll still be going as well. It's not one replacing the other, but they've got defibrillators on board the fire appliances, as the same as we have on our ambulances. They are trained to the similar standard, so they'll be going to patients who are in cardiac arrest. There's about 5,500 people who die or are affected by cardiac arrest in Greater Manchester each year. The fire service, along with us, will help us ensure the survivability improves. In England, we save about 26% of people who are in cardiac arrest before they go to hospital. The best in the world is in the top 60s, so we want to get somewhere between 26% and in the 60s, and this can really make a big difference. Every second counts when someone's in cardiac arrest, and we're really pleased that this initiative's started.
How much, I guess, pressure does it take off you guys as well, who are already, you know, overstretched and a busy service?
Well, we're going to carry on regardless. We're going to carry on going to patients. We send four staff to everybody who's in cardiac arrest. So this is not about taking any pressure off us. It's about getting somebody else there if they're available and round the corner. It's what the public would expect. A defibrillator in a fire engine, in a fire station, somebody's across the road in cardiac arrest, they'd expect them to be called. So it's about getting a defibrillator somebody quicker and helping that person survive from cardiac arrest. So that's what this is about. It's about survivability in cardiac arrest.
Who makes that call? How does it work, the system?
We get a 999 call saying this person's collapsed, they're not breathing, they look unconscious. We'll mobilise our own resources normally. We'll give advice down the line as we normally do. At the same time, a message will go out to the fire service saying we've got an incident at this location that fits the criteria that we've agreed. They'll then mobilise, if they're available to do so, to that patient. And we'll carry on going regardless. We'll carry on whether the fire service are there or not. So it's a case of if they get there first, they'll shock the patient. If we get there first, we will do it.